The sight of two armless Barabels staggering from the room behind the desk made Han's jaw drop. Even a grandmother's anger wouldn't prompt Leia to be that brutal. Two of the beings who had escorted Han to the detention center were directing blaster fire through the doorway, but the bolts were being deflected back into the front room. Han threw himself to the floor in front of the desk, evading a bolt that nearly decapitated him. One of the guards fell backward, his chest on fire. The other took a deflected bolt to the left thigh and dropped to the opposite knee. The officer made a dash for the turbo lifts, but a detonation in the hall sent him flying backward. Blaster rifles raised at high port, five soldiers of a swift response team burst into the room from the direction Han had come.
"Everyone down! Down! Down!"
Considering that everyone was already on the floor, the amplified commands didn't mean much. The security officer was unharmed, but the rest of them, those Han could see at any rate, were either unconscious or dead. The floor was flecked with blood and scraps of burned clothing. Han heard a sound behind him and realized that someone was standing in the doorway, a tall 20-something Jedi with curly hair. All but ignoring the soldiers' blaster rifles, Seth Helen walked calmly into the room, deactivating his lightsaber when two men in suits and C-3PO appeared behind the members of the swift response team.
"Galactic Alliance Intelligence,"
the shorter agent said, flashing a badge at Seth, then hurrying over to Han to help him to his feet.
"Are you all right, Captain Solo?"
Eyes on Seth, Han dusted himself off.
"Ask me later."
The agent waved for the soldiers to lower their rifles. The other agent held a comlink to his mouth.
"Get a medical team down here, on the double. My daughter."
"She's fine,"
Leia said, emerging from the doorway behind the now blaster bolt scarred desk, Alana clinging to her neck, visibly upset, and, it seemed to Han, refusing to look at Seth Helen. The shorter agent, however, was looking directly at the Jedi.
"I take it you're responsible for this mess."
"They should have known better," Seth said. "They were attempting to blackmail Captain Solo into procuring weapons for them." The agent stared at him.
"Who are you?"
Getting no answer, he turned to Leia for help.
"Who is he?"
"Seth Helen."
Seth inclined his head.
"Master Organa."
The second agent made note of it.
"We've been watching this bunch for a couple of standard months,"
the short one said for Han's benefit.
"They're part of an illegal arms syndicate based on Dinon. How did they know you were here?"
Han scratched his head.
"Let me know when you find out."
He glanced at Alana.
"They took our daughter, hoping to force me into contacting Tendrando Arms about delivering 20 YVH droids.
The agent nodded.
"That figures. Of course, we were hoping to round everyone up at the same time, but your Jedi here has ruined that plan."
"He's not my Jedi," Han said.
"You have no law enforcement jurisdiction on Terrace,"
the other agent told Helen.
"I order you to surrender your lightsaber. We're placing you under arrest."
"Do as he says," Leia said. "I'll contact Master Skywalker and—"
"I'm not surrendering my lightsaber to anyone," Helen said. "And you're not taking me into custody."
"Seth,"
Leia said sharply as the soldiers raised their rifles.
"Master Skywalker doesn't understand."
Helen took a sudden step backward and waved his free hand at the soldiers. Torn loose, the rifles flew to the far side of the room, hit the wall, and clattered to the floor. When the two intelligence agents moved on him, Helen waved a second time, and the men froze, as if paralyzed. Then, moving with blinding speed, the Jedi was gone. Han went to Leia and Alana, whose eyes were squeezed shut.
"He shouldn't have been able to do that,"
Leia said in quiet astonishment.